Independent MP Zali Steggall failed to disclose a $100,000 donation. This revelation by the Australian Electoral Commission again drew attention to the lax donation laws that we have in Australia. There is growing concern over the influence of substantial donors on electoral politics, and this has led to calls for urgent reforms to limit party expenditure. Rob Osborne has more.
Clive Palmer has stated that in the forthcoming election, his United Australia Party will be running the most expensive campaign in Australian political history. So far this year, prior to an election being called, the United Australia Party has spent in excess of $30 million on YouTube, print, radio and other digital platform ads. The Centre for Public Integrity has published a blueprint for reforms aimed at removing the influence of money in politics. I spoke to Han Olby, Executive Director of the Centre for Public Integrity, and asked them first what the recent Zali Steggall case illustrates about the current rules around donations.
The Electoral Commission found that Zali Steggall's campaign didn't disclose a $100,000 donation because it was divided up into eight parts of $12,500, which is below the disclosure threshold. So the real solution to that is to bring the threshold down to $1,000 for disclosure so that that kind of donation splitting can't happen in the future.
Can you explain how the current system works, in particular the way in which information about donations is not readily available as and when donations are made?
At the moment, our Commonwealth system only requires disclosures to be made annually. I think they're required to be made in October for the previous financial year, so 3 or 4 months after the end of the financial year, you put in your disclosure. And then it's not until the following February, on the 1st of February, that they're made public. So if you made a donation or I made a donation on the 1st of July at the start of the financial year, it could be a full 18 months before that disclosure is made public.
What is the scale of the problem? How much money is being funneled to political parties without the source being disclosed?
Our research on hidden money in politics shows that in the last financial year, 2020 to 2021, the source of $68 million in party income was hidden from public view. And that equates to over 38% of party income. So it's a huge proportion of how our political parties are being funded. Over the last 22 years, since 1998 to 99, the total hidden money is up to $138 billion. So it's a pretty serious amount of money.
Speaking of serious amounts of money, we've seen Clive Palmer claim that his United Australia Party will be running the most expensive campaign in Australian political history. Should this be allowed in an open democracy? What measures might be introduced to prevent billionaires dominating elections?
It shouldn't be allowed, and it is undemocratic. The ability for Clive Palmer to spend $100 million to influence the election should be disallowed by spending caps. If we put in place spending caps to level the playing field, I guess, on how much is allowed to be spent in each election, it would mean that each political party and candidate has a ceiling to how much they're allowed to spend, which would have the added benefit of meaning that the political parties aren't always in this fundraising arms race because there's only a certain limit to how much they can spend each election.
Finally then, what other reforms would you like to see introduced?
There's 3 or 4 major reforms. Lowering the disclosure threshold, as I've talked about, putting in spending caps to stop people like Clive Palmer spending that money. And the third one is donation caps, so that millionaires and billionaires can't make very large donations to political parties and increase risk of undue influence that way. So a donation cap would mean that my ability to donate would be equal to yours, which would be equal to people like Clive Palmer's. And then the fourth one would be improved enforcement and compliance through stronger powers to the Electoral Commission to enforce this kind of thing, more resources to the Electoral Commission, but also major breaches being investigated by a National Integrity Commission, which urgently needs to be established.
As part of their advertising blitz, the United Australia Party has paid for massive two-page spreads in major newspapers. In the Sydney Morning Herald, the spread contained photos and phone numbers for 47 House of Representatives candidates. I phoned 3 of these candidates, One did not return my calls. The other two declined an interview without obtaining consent from their head office. Email requests for comments did not elicit a reply.
That report there from Rob Osborne.